McAllen Heritage Center looks ahead to major expansion. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, Texas Border Business. The McAllen Citizens League luncheon brought together local leaders, community members, and supporters to hear an update on the McAllen Heritage Center from its executive director, Elva L. Cerda. The meeting opened with welcoming remarks from McAllen Citizens League President Judith Flores Saldivar, who said it was her privilege and honor to serve as board president of an organization with a rich history in our community. She thanked attendees for taking time out of their busy day to attend the event. Annette Franz delivered the invocation, asking for a spirit of gratitude and a spirit of service, and requesting blessings for all the volunteers and sponsors who made this luncheon possible. She also prayed for guidance for Elva and all those involved with the McAllen Heritage Museum, saying, "Shine favor on their efforts to preserve the rich history of our community." Following the invocation, Rudy Ramirez, executive director of the McAllen Housing Commission, led the audience in the Pledge of Allegiance. Saldivar expressed appreciation for the event's platinum sponsor, Rio Bank Wealth Management and Trust, noting that their support made it possible to hold the event at the Rio Bank Event Center. Introducing the keynote speaker, Saldivar described Elva Cerda as a woman whose life reflects faith, service, and deep love for our community. She highlighted Cerda's 38-year banking career, her long record in affordable housing advocacy, her role in launching PalmFest, now Fiesta de Palmas, and her leadership at the McAllen Heritage Center, which will celebrate 20 years in 2026. Cerda began her presentation by saying, "It is really hard to hear that when people talk about you," but added that she was grateful to speak to a group that reflected the season of Thanksgiving. She emphasized that the museum's accomplishments were the work of many people, saying, "I always believe in the team. It's never about me. It takes a village." Cerda described the museum's origins in the 2004 McAllen Centennial Celebration, explaining that community enthusiasm for history made it clear that we have to have our own history museum. She recounted early efforts to collect artifacts, including a large and unexpected donation from the estate of Helen Snyder. She recalled visiting Snyder's home and finding a big yard full of tables covered with blue tarps and sheds, saying she and the founders asked themselves, "What are we going to do with all this stuff?" With support from local partners, including MEDC and private donors, the museum was able to store, organize, and eventually exhibit the materials. Cerda detailed how the city of McAllen offered the historic former U.S. Post Office building downtown for use. The museum initially occupied only one-third of the facility but eventually expanded to use the entire landmark building. She credited the city as our greatest supporters and benefactors. A major portion of Cerda's presentation focused on the museum's long-planned annex project. She explained that after determining the museum needed more space, MHC worked for years on designs, cost estimates, and fundraising. The city of McAllen agreed to fund two-thirds of the construction cost, requiring the museum to raise the remaining third. Cerda said the organization completed its campaign at the end of 2024, raising in excess of $600,000, including major gifts from the family of Charles E. Thompson and Spud Brown's family. The upcoming two-story, 4,000-square-foot annex will include new galleries, work areas, a vault for artifact protection, a presentation space, and a podcast studio. Cerda said the project is now in the bidding phases and expressed hope for a groundbreaking by mid-2026. She closed by thanking the community for years of support and added that the museum continues to accept donations, including gently used children's books. "It takes a community," she said, urging attendees to spread the word, visit the museum, and engage with its work preserving McAllen's history.